Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, Cheryl Glick, and co-host, Tim Fisher. Our program is designed to encourage self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, thought processes of the mind, and how they inform the physical body. It's time to align your inner essence with your daily physical life for the purpose of promoting positive experiences. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher.
Good morning and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and with me today, our co-host, Tim Fisher. We were supposed to have special guest Robert Hansen, medium, martial arts, master teacher, and lecturer. But we've had a major snowstorm here on the East Coast, and perhaps the connection has been broken to his home. So, good morning, Tim.
Well, good morning, Cheryl. How are you? Do you have a lot of snow in your neighborhood today?
Well, it's not as bad as I thought, but it has been cleared, and I will be able to get to my office later. But right now, we're here with the show, and we're going to continue, and I'm going to talk about Robert and the stories that have ensued over the years. And we'll begin by saying that I became aware of the impressive and expansive good that Mr. Hansen was doing as a teacher, martial arts teacher, and also as a medium. And he was helping those fortunate enough to observe his gift of communication with spirit. And his untiring efforts to use his good for the highest good of others and the community was very impressive to me. And for the listeners who may not know Robert, Robert Hansen is unique in his ability, and he works with both children and adults as an instructor and as an intuitive medium. And his sensitivities allow him to connect to this higher energy where all thought is stored and where I believe that after death the soul expands and goes up to this energy dimension. And those who are sensitive enough and who are born to do this work and who train are able to get messages from spirit. Now, Robert Hansen is able, he's so accurate, and he actually helps others realize the divine plan for themselves and an understanding of their need to have continued expansion and develop and continue to learn, because that's what our life is about. Continued learning and growth on all levels, both the soul and the physical level. So I believe his work and my work as a medium helped to show others a broader understanding and regard for both life and death. Now, Mr. Hansen's not here, but over the years I have become aware of his many accolades, and he has degrees including a 7th degree belt, black belt in jiu-jitsu, and he has a membership in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. For 20 years, he was an athletic coach for the town of Hempstead on Long Island, and in 1973, he founded his own martial arts school, known as the Silent Flute Self-Defense Center. So for over 35 years, Robert has studied in the United States and Japan in pursuit of excellence in the martial arts, spirituality, and psychic communication. And I am so truly glad to have been able to meet and interact with him on many occasions for my own personal development as a medium. And on the show last week, Tim, do you remember when Dr. Moody, Raymond Moody, asked how I felt about mediums who gave messages from spirit, which were of such a sensitive nature, and they gave it in a large auditorium?
I think we were both a little bit taken aback by that question, and we certainly talked about it and had some of our own
ideas about it. Yes. Yeah. So what I want to say about that, because I have had time to think about that, I personally work on a one-to-one basis or in small groups, helping other people develop their own psychic and intuitive ability, which takes training, and you must be involved in a group, so that the energy of all the people are like-minded and can help each other to let go of their ego and mind thoughts so they can be in a state of relaxation and meditation so that they can tap into these higher energies. And I do that with classes and students individually and in small groups. But I don't work as a medium in a large arena or auditorium like John Edward or Robert Brown, my teachers. And that's okay because each medium is guided to work in the way best suited for the people that they will connect to and help, and helping, they're helping themselves to grow and the others. And we all have different gifts. You can't compare them, and there's no competition here. We're just all doing the best we can to continue to grow and learn more about our life on the physical plane and spiritually. So I myself, working in smaller groups, do greatly admire that the mediums who work in larger groups where there's so many people, so there's so much energy going on, it is harder to work in a larger group.
But, and Cheryl, you were in one of Robert Hansen's large groups, and he gave you some very interesting and appropriate messages, didn't he?
Are you saying that I gave the group messages in a large group?
When you were in the group studying with Robert Hansen, didn't he single you out and give you some very specific messages?
Oh, yes, he did, actually.
Having to do with one of your clients, I believe.
It's funny you remind me of that. Yes, that was one of the last groups I was in with him. And he said to me, I'm a satellite, and I'm supposed to be working in groups. So a satellite, what does that mean to you, Tim, a satellite?
A satellite, well, I guess you're, you know, collecting the energy from the universe and pinpointing it into individuals here in our Earth realm.
That's how I think about it. I think a satellite is bringing information, whether I bring it to someone, one person on a one-to-one basis, or in a group, or teach, or even just in my daily life, doing hospice work, talking on the telephone like we're doing now. We're spreading an energy that flows through us from a higher realm, and in our words and in our actions and in our thoughts, we are creating wellness between the people that we deal with if they allow themselves to open up to the higher aspirations and thought of people who work with this energy, mediums, healers, educators. So let me go on with a story that I want to say. To be where those mediums are, working in a large group, I failed to tell Dr. Moody that they are so well-trained and sensitive to their guides and to the thoughts coming in that I believe they would only give messages of healing and messages to help people. They are well aware of what they're doing, and it's not as a person who's just a beginner learning who might give a message. I even had a student of mine one day at a luncheon. She had a drink, and she was feeling a little relaxed, and she actually said something to someone. I don't think she was aware of it, and it was something that was maybe not the right time to say. And so it is a matter of constant training, refining how we receive the messages, developing our own sensitivities and awareness of what people need to know and what they don't need to know. Sometimes it's very good to be silent.
And Cheryl, didn't you want to tell us that special story, your interaction with Robert Hansen, and when he said something about cutting toenails? That was kind of
telling. It's kind of a long story, and I'm sensing that we're going to have a break in a little while. But I'm going to start to tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll pick it up. I wanted to tell Robert, and I wanted to validate a message that he gave to me in a large auditorium, and I was able to pass this message to a young woman who had lost her husband. I think that sometimes spirit creates a chain of events to get their message to the right person. So I want Robert, he will eventually hear this show, I want to validate a message that he gave to me several years ago and how I was able to hand it over or say the words to someone truly in need of a helping hand of faith. And it was at a Learning Annex event where Robert Hansen was speaking, and there was an audience of over 1,000 people, and he came right over to me, and he said, I have a man cutting toenails. And I responded that my father had been a foot doctor, or also known as chiropodist or podiatrist. And then he went on to say the words, Annie Oakley. And he said there was a tall man with cowboy boots. And I responded, that was my first boyfriend, Ira, who was now in spirit, who I'd met in camp. He was an agricultural student, and he had a ranch out west, and he rode horses. And I thought that Robert Hansen was telling me that my boyfriend was telling me that I was a straight shooter like Annie Oakley, and he, too, had been a straight shooter. And next, Robert Hansen said to me there was a young man with them who had died in a drowning accident while trying to save an older man. He was a trained lifeguard and a good swimmer, but both men perished. I then suddenly remembered that a year before at a child's birthday party, I had met a young mother who told me the story of her husband's recent drowning. So at the time, she told me that I had used all my skills as a medium and hospice volunteer and energy healer to try to let her know her husband would always love her and be near to her and the children. However, it seemed he had fulfilled his destiny and his time on earth was complete. So I told her life would become meaningful for her again, even though she wasn't able to feel that yet. And I want our listeners to know out there that even when they go through the most difficult challenge of losing someone they love physically, they're not really gone. They're just in another room, another doorway to another dimension where life and love and learning goes on. And I know this to be true because of the messages that I receive on a daily basis from Spirit.
Cheryl, let's leave it there for now, and we'll come back in just a few minutes, and you can tell us the rest of this story and your interaction with Robert Hansen.
I certainly would love to.
Okay. Lars, we'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Creating the life you desire is all about what the past, your thoughts and beliefs, can manifest in your future. Host Deborah Crossman will have you call in for a live reading regarding a loved one or experience from your past or a future prediction to give you the insight and focus that you need. She'll also teach you to use the law of attraction to help bring the things you want while keeping it from bringing the things you don't want. Tune in to Creating the Life You Desire with Deborah Crossman, Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Seventh Wave Network.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The events of the world are not random. Rather, they're reflections of the collective consciousness and send ripple effects through our collective psyche. Now, there's a program that offers a heart-based, spiritual view of the world around us. Tune in to On the World with host Jen Aramuth. Explore the connection between world events and universal patterns, as well as your personal journey. On the World with Jen Aramuth airs live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
You're listening to Healing From Within with our host, Cheryl Glick, medium and Reiki healer. And today, Cheryl is talking to us about an experience she had when she attended a large class with medium Robert Hansen, who's based on Long Island in New York. And Cheryl, you were telling us that Robert gave you a special message which had to do with one of your clients?
No. Actually, he gave me a message that had to do with a young woman who had lost her husband in a boating accident a year before. I had met her and tried to help her understand because she was so lost and so unhappy, and she had two beautiful young children. And I had tried to help her at that time, but she really wasn't ready to hear what I told her about her husband being near to her and having survived in another energy dimension. Sometimes the grieving process takes a long time, and people need to do it in their own way. And as a hospice volunteer, I have witnessed, even though I know something survives physical death, and I don't want the people to be sad, I know they have to go through this process by themselves, and I can only stand on the sideline and answer questions if they ask it to me. But Robert gave me this message from this young woman's husband, who had died in that drowning accident, and it was a year later from the time that I first met her. He had just given me the message, and 2 weeks later, I was at another birthday party, and I met the same young woman. And when I explained to her that her husband had come through with my first boyfriend, Ira, in that moment, in looking into her face, I realized that her husband had been her first and only love connection, and the loss registered within me as being so painful as when I heard that Ira, the first boy that I had loved, had died. So she was grateful for the message now, because it was a year later, and she did seem to feel that her husband was nearby and survived in another dimension, and she was going to continue to enjoy her life for herself and her children. Actually, she told me she already had made a friend. She had a new job. She had gone back to school. And I was so happy that she was adjusting. So the messages were good on many levels. For me to have validation that the way I had helped her a year ago and what I had said to her was coming true, that she was finding her own way and finding her way back to joy and to love. And so I want to thank Robert Hansen, even though he's not with us today, for giving me that message, for me being able to share it with that young woman.
That sounds like quite an extraordinary experience.
It was.
And life goes on. The pain subsides, but yet she was probably in a much better place to be able to hear that message from you.
Yes. Absolutely.
What a coincidence that she happened to be at that birthday party a year later.
Well, it is a coincidence that I was able to be there and she was able to be there, and the message came in from Spirit just in time, 2 weeks before this all happened. And I had actually called someone else who was going to be at the birthday party to make sure that she would be there. Because if she wasn't going to be there, I was going to get a phone number. She wasn't one of my friends, and she lives quite far away. But I was going to get that message to her. It is the responsibility of mediums to respond to what Spirit is guiding us to do, personally and for other people. Sometimes we're so busy in our physical life that we miss a clue or a cue, and we have to be told again, like people who don't listen well. They're too involved in their own thoughts and their own happenings at the moment, and we need to not take it personally that they weren't listening, but just remember that every one of us has our own perceptions, and we all have to allow the other to be where they are at that moment and just be at peace with ourselves and others in their own development.
Well, Cheryl, in terms of listening, mm-hmm. I'm wondering, it's always a fascinating story to hear about how you first developed your awareness of spiritual energy, and I'm wondering if you'd like to tell us about that, and also when you felt it was time for you to publicly talk about your awareness and you're developing mediumship?
Tim, that's a great question, and I've thought long and hard about this over the last 12 years as my work has evolved and I have evolved and my understanding of life and death has evolved. And I think back to my childhood when I was very little. Sometimes I would get out of my bed, I'd be frightened, I would feel like a stroke on my hand or a coolness over me, or I would see something moving, a shadow, and I maybe was 3 or 4, and I would crawl along this hallway to my parents' bedroom in the dark, sweating and anxious, and I would creep up into bed next to my mom, and eventually I'd fall off the bed, and they'd take me back to my own room. And I am aware now that mediums are born with this ability and this sensitivity. And people would say to me very often, oh, she's so sensitive, you know, she'll get over it, she'll outgrow it. But you don't outgrow it. What you do is put it on hold, as I did for years. And I had my family, and I had other careers. I was a teacher, and I did work and manage a furniture showroom. I studied interior design. I was always growing. I was always learning. I was always with people, and I was always helping. That was my greatest joy, to be able to be of service to people. So I put the mediumship, which I wasn't aware of at the time, or the healing abilities, on the side. And then I guess I had a little midlife crisis at about 40, and I said, is this all there is to life? I've done it all. There must be something more. And so when I asked the question, what more is there? That's when teachers and awarenesses came in, and I was able to develop my own gifts. So when did I publicly decide to use my abilities? It was about 10 years ago. When I studied Reiki and I opened my Reiki practice, and as I worked more and more helping people relax and heal their physical body, I became more aware of spirit around me and messages coming in to say to people to help them understand and rid themselves of guilt and anxieties. And many of the people coming to me had their own abilities. So I became like a teacher and a medium for other sensitives, healers and teachers and mediums. So.
Well, and Cheryl, you participate and actually organize a number of events where you demonstrate communication with spirit, and you have a number of students. Do you want to tell us about your Unfoldment group that you operate on a
regular
basis?
Yes, well, from my office, my students are welcome after they study Reiki to come to weekly. Well, I do it twice a month, actually.
And they oftentimes study Reiki.
Healing
with you.
Groups. What was the question, Tim?
They oftentimes study Reiki with you, correct?
They must study Reiki because Reiki is a way of attuning to the energy in the way I've been trained and in the way I work. Not everyone becomes and uses their mediumship gifts the way I was trained. I'm doing both. I'm doing healing on the physical body through relaxing the body so it could have the ability, its own innate guidance system, and work on healing itself. And people can become aware through the messages of maybe perceptions they've held too long that don't work for them any longer, and they can be able to go forward and change thoughts, change relationships, change work situations, and go on to follow their true path of destiny. Many of us are not aware that we came to this earth, to this life, as a soul, joining with a physical body, to have a special happening or event. Sometimes it can be a simple learning, and sometimes it can be 90 years until we actually get it right and do that one special event that we were born to do.
So, okay.
So I do have groups with people, after they study Reiki, they can come and they can develop their own ability, both as a healer and as an intuitive, in the Unfoldment group.
And I've met some of your students, and some of them are quite gifted.
Yes, and you've also come to the Unfoldment group.
Right.
And you might want to tell us how you felt sitting in that meditation and feeling the peace and quiet of energy, divine energy around us, or spirit.
Well, you know, I have to say, I think that you create... my experience of being in the Unfoldment group was that, number one, you created a very safe place and, essentially a sacred place for us to do that work. And I think that you approach it very seriously and with a lot of thought and
caring. Goodwill and love is the word you're looking
yeah.
for. A lot of goodwill and a love. And yes, you just addressed something that's been very important to me over the years, that I and all healers, doctors, everyone who works, religious people, everyone who works with people to raise them up to a higher understanding and awakening about life and who they are, need to provide a safe and healthy environment where this work and all work can be done, school systems, and there's no room for petty grievances and gossip and what else can I say, energies that come in that are unpleasant or toxic or damaging, because we need to raise our thoughts to have them working at the level that we were born to be. All children have beautiful thoughts. It's only when you focus with them on negative things that they do that happens more and more, and you create that negativity.
All right, well, Cheryl, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Healing from Within.
Okay.
Are you ready to discover the path to true health, well-being, and conscious living? Tune in to Interstate Radio. The journey to your highest potential begins within. Join your hosts, Lisa Ingalls and Chip Richards, along with featured guests, in exploring the art and science of human potential with practical tools for conscious living as individuals and a global community. Listen for Interstate Radio Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave Network, and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher invite you to tune in to Healing from Within, to rev up your energy by learning the art of allowing, accepting, and surrendering to the truth of your dynamic and exciting physical and soul life. Remain in bondage and pain, or step up to your greatest self, a being of love and gratitude. Life is but a dream if you live it with positive attitude. Healing from Within can be heard live every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. Tune in and realize your true destiny and life path.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And you're listening to Healing from Within. I'm Tim Fisher, and we're with our host today, Cheryl Glick, who is the author of Life is No Coincidence, and her forthcoming book, Whispers from Spirit, will be coming out.
Tim, I want to tell you that you just mentioned Life is No Coincidence. I want
right.
to tell you a coincidence that indeed is not a coincidence. But about 8 years ago, I began to give weekly Reiki healing sessions to a young autistic boy named Michael, who came to me every week. He's now about 16 years old. And his mother, Barbara, studied with me and went the whole distance and became a Reiki master. And I even gave Michael a training in Reiki 1 so he could help himself, calm himself, and be able to listen better. But At the beginning, when I first met Mike, he was 8 years old, and he was going for occupational therapy. He walked over to me. He came into my room. He wanted me to read him a story, and I did. He was waiting for the teacher to come. He wasn't a student at the time, but he just wanted to stay with me for a little bit. And in talking, I found that he was taking karate at Robert Hansen's Self-Defense Center. Now, some people might call this a coincidence that two mediums were working with the same autistic child, but I know it's not. I believe we were both meant to work with Mike and indeed get to know each other as we did over the years. So I have had other similar coincidences that were not coincidences. And I want to tell a story about my husband, David. One day he came to me and he said he was doing a closing. He's a real estate attorney. And the mother had her little girl with her, and she was autistic. And he said, my husband said to this family, my wife is an energy healer, and I believe she can help your daughter.
So you're saying that your husband, David, gave you a referral?
Not only did he bring this child to me, but this was a really severe case of autism. And the child did not communicate at all. And the family brought her to me, and she was so frightened. She came into the office, and she sensed that it was a doctor's office. Well, I do work with other doctors and professional people in the building. And I got her to sit on my table, just sit, not to do a session. With children, I work a little differently. Sometimes I read a story to them. Sometimes they sit on the parents' lap, and I embrace them with the energy and give them the Reiki in a slightly different way than I do with adults. So she sat on her mother's lap, and her mother read the story, and I was giving her Reiki. And at the end of the session, she hugged me, and she said, "I love you." Now, this was a child who didn't communicate. And
she actually said
was
those,
crying.
She said
she
those
was
words.
Hysterical. Those were her words.
Huh.
Yeah, those were her words. "I love you." And the parents brought her back for another session a couple of weeks later. And she came bouncing up the steps and running into my office, quite different than the way she had been that first time. And then they moved away, and I didn't see her again. But I know there had been some type of breakthrough, some type of understanding by the child of her own energy, and a little lessening of the anxiety and the fear that was so deeply embedded in her. So some people will call this a coincidence, but I know it's not. I know it's a way that spirit works to bring people together who can learn from each other and can help each other. So that's one of the other stories with children that I can think of offhand.
Well, you know, Cheryl, I'm wondering if maybe we might want to go in a slightly different direction. I know that there is some concern that well-trained and dedicated mediums, sometimes they, even with their gifts, can give incorrect or unclear messages that make others doubt the possibilities of communication with spirit. And
yes,
I know that
and that upsets me greatly because yes, there are many untrained, not well-trained, and not dedicated mediums who have a little ability and think they can wing it or fly by, and they can do a great deal of damage. You remember when we had Robert Brown on the show? A
sure,
couple of weeks
of
ago, and he said that, and he said, it's very important for mediums to keep working, to keep being in the energy with other mediums, and to keep training all the rest of the days of their lives, because the energy changes within a medium, and the abilities that a medium have also change over time. Now, I just saw a movie It was a recent movie that was just that. It was called Hereafter.
I think you went to the very first day it opened, correct?
I did. I couldn't wait to go to that movie. And the movie was directed by Clint Eastwood and starred Matt Damon. And these are big players. And
big names.
Big names. And I even, maybe possible that Spielberg also had some influence in getting Clint Eastwood to do this movie. And I know many people in the arts are aware of higher energy and thoughts, and probably some of them are very intuitive themselves. But it seems like there's an interest in mediumship and the afterlife, and it's finally reached a mainstream audience. Tim, did you see that movie?
You know, Cheryl, I missed it in theaters, so I'm waiting for the DVD release. I mean, I definitely...
Oh, you must. You must see it.
I'm very eager to see it, of course.
You must see it, because, first of all, near-death experience were shown, and we've had a show on that.
Right.
With Dr. Raymond Moody, and also the afterlife, and also what we're talking about, how some mediums are using techniques that are really not so helpful to the general public. But in the movie, I remember there was a young boy, twin. He was a twin, and his brother was killed by an automobile. He was an English boy, and his mother was involved with drugs. He was already having a very hard childhood, and he went online and he was looking for a medium who could help him connect to his brother. And he went to some of these, I don't know what to call them. What do people call someone who's, skeptics might call these people who are not the real deal or really not well-trained or not true mediums. What do they call people like that? Fakes?
Charlatans.
Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Okay, that was the word I was looking for. Well, it's not that they might be that, or some of them might. Yes, very well be that. Some of them are just probably not well-trained. So finally, this young boy gets to Matt Damon's character. He's a medium. And I was actually embarrassed to see the inept people who weren't able to help the young boy. However, when Matt Damon's character connected with the boy's brother in spirit, the film actually showed quite clearly and effectively how the medium sensed and had impressions from that boy in spirit, and he was able to give the young boy conclusive information so that the boy knew his brother still loved him, was near to him, and wanted him to go on to live his life fully without any guilt or sorrow, and that he would be around, and he was learning also in a different place. And the brother in spirit actually said to him, through Matt Damon, that he would not believe how wonderful the place was where he now lived. And I thought that was so beautiful.
So, Cheryl, are you saying that in the movie Hereafter, they depicted the way the medium works?
Absolutely.
Or receives information through, in the movie it was like through special effects or something that showed clairaudience or
Let me see if I can explain this.
Clairvoyance or something?
When I first started working as a medium and getting impressions, visual impressions, which is called clairvoyance.
And that's how you receive messages through your
clairvoyance? I actually receive it through clairaudience, a thought coming in, words or music, also through an impression or a vision, and also through smell. And
because you've identified at least three different ways of receiving a message, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience.
Yes. Oh, clairsentience is actually feeling the pain or the joy or the emotion or the personality of a person. And I'm very strong in that sense. But I want to get back for a minute to this boy. This boy in the movie, the information that Matt Damon, as a medium, was able to give this boy was that his hat had flown off his head. He had followed the hat out of the train station. The hat belonged to the brother, and he wanted to be close to his brother, so he was wearing his hat. And there was an explosion in the train. And had the brother not guided him, had the brother's spirit not guided him out of that situation, the boy might have been killed. Mm-hmm. So spirit helps us in many, many ways, and that's only one example of it. And getting back to what you said, how they showed it, how they depicted it, they did a great job, because when I first started receiving messages as a medium, I would sometimes sense figures moving. I could tell if it was a male or female. I could tell if there were three or four family members, and that's what they showed in the movie. They showed Matt Damon able to see spirit moving in another way, like sort of in a filmy type of way. When I say filmy, not substance, not solid, but just a little weaker than that. And
we were talking about that with Dr. Moody last week.
Yes. Oh, when the spirit leaves the body at the time of death.
Right.
It's a filmy type of, yeah. And that is how mediums who are clairvoyant sometimes see that there's a spirit or soul around them trying to give information to someone they love. Sometimes it's that way. When I say these things, it's different for every medium, and every personal experience that a person will have in any connection in an intuitive way will be unique and will be different. So we can't exactly say it always happens this way, because it happens this way for me. And I was able to say that the movie was quite accurate in depicting how some mediums do receive information from that higher dimension of energy. But I won't go so far as to say everyone does it this way, because there will always be change in our environment and in ourselves, and we will continue to evolve. And
all right, Cheryl, we're going to take a break.
We'll
be right back.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
There is a lot more going on in religion and government than what high-ranking officials are telling you. The Bible uncovers the truth, prophecies, and a world of opportunities. Get the answers you need when you tune into the program To the Stars and Beyond with your hosts Michael List and Adam Hong. We'll explore the religious and spiritual beliefs from ancient history to the prophecies that are shaping the world and current events of today. To the Stars and Beyond airs live every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network. Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and co-host Cindy Pierce. Dr. Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on Seventh Wave Network. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And you're listening to Healing from Within. I'm Tim Fisher, and today we're with our host, Cheryl Glick, who is a Reiki healer and a medium, and you can check Cheryl out at her website, sherylglick.com, which is sherylglick.com. Cheryl, I know we're talking about movies, and we were talking about the Clint Eastwood movie Hereafter, but there's also another interesting movie that features a superhero, Spider-Man, and I know that you're a big fan of science fiction and superhero stories. Do you want to tell us your thoughts about, you have something to say about Spider-Man?
I have a lot to say, actually. I have always been a fan of science fiction movies and superhero stories. Actually, I'm a hero of stories where people face their challenges and overcome great odds to create and to go on to be slightly more than they thought they were, because we're all more than we thought we were or are. Since I was a child, I have always known, but I couldn't always make other people understand this, that whatever the mind can envision is possible. When the right technology and set of people come together, any dream can be realized. It's like Star Trek. You remember that show when we were kids?
Of course, of course.
Well, when I used to see them in the transporter, and the molecules were changed, and they arrived in another way, in another place, I said, "Oh, wow! I wonder when the day will come when we are able to travel this
way." We're all waiting for that day.
Yeah, well, it's whenever the time will be right. The time will be right for all things, and it really doesn't matter. But what matters is that we keep our thoughts open, and we keep our awareness, and the possibilities are, they're really endless. If you just allow yourself to dream and use your imagination, the possibilities. But, you know, in that movie Spider-Man, the hero, Peter Parker, he was told by his uncle before he died, I remember this because I always cry when I see such sensitive things, that with great ability comes great responsibility.
And well, Cheryl, how do you feel about your responsibilities as a teacher and a medium?
Oh, well, that's a big question. When I was first told by another medium that I would be a medium, I said, I don't think so. I think I'm just intuitive, like most people. And they said, no, Cheryl, your mother in spirit, who would not have understood this work when she was alive, does now, and she understands where you have to go with this. So you have to use your integrity and your honesty and stop thinking so much with your thoughts and head and feel with your heart, and you will be a medium. And that's what it has taken me, to let go of so much of personal fear and anxiety, to be in a state of peace and quietness and love for a lot of people, for almost everybody. And when people even do something that offends my soul, might not be my physical being, but my soul, I have to realize that they can only do what they're capable of doing at that moment. And hopefully there will be a time when they evolve also beyond that. But what are the trials and tribulations and joys in my work? There are challenges. Yes, there are. Sometimes when I talk about this work, because I'm so passionate about it, people will just look away, you know. They'll look in the air and roll their eyes. And I know they're just not awakened.